Nelson Mandela's funeral is Sunday. The well-known South African leader died last week at age 95. He fought apartheid, which kept him in prison for decades. As KYUK's Angela Denning-Barnes reports, one Bethel resident who grew up in South Africa was deeply moved by Mandela's passing.
My name is Wouter Redlinghuis. I live in Bethel, but I am originally from South Africa.
Wouter moved to Bethel about a year ago after his wife got a job here. He was born in 1977, and by then, Mandela had already been in prison for over a decade.
It's very difficult to talk about South Africa and not talk about race, which is always a very sensitive issue.
Wouter says he saw segregation as a white person.
Growing up in South Africa, I thought that South Africa was mostly a white country, which is a ridiculous thought because only 10% of South Africa, even less than 10% of South Africa's population is white. But segregation was so effective and so strictly enforced that everywhere we went, all we saw was white people. I remember the signs very clearly, Europeans only. Really, the only interaction you had with anyone non-white was either someone working in your house as a cleaner or someone working in your garden. Schools, shops, malls, everything was completely segregated. So it's difficult to imagine, but you lived in this bubble that was completely outside of reality of what was going on.
Wouter later learned what was going on. He didn't hear about Mandela while he was in prison because political prisoners were not allowed to communicate with the outside world. Mandela was eventually released from prison in 1990 after 27 years. It took continued international pressure and the country's new government leadership, which saw apartheid as unsustainable. Wouter says leading up to his release, you could see Free Nelson Mandela spray-painted on walls all over South Africa.
I was young at the time. I think I was 14, maybe 13, but I remember it as it was yesterday. There was a big event. Everyone came together and watched it when he was freed from prison as he walked out of the gates, out of the prison. And that is the first time I can consciously remember seeing him on television.
Another big event Mandela spurred, bringing the country together, was the day South Africa won the Rugby World Cup in 1995. Wouter says he'll never forget it. Rugby was largely considered a white sport, but was publicly supported by Mandela.
It was the first time I could remember being proud to be a South African. It's a moment that I will always treasure, and I don't think there's a drug in the world that could make you feel as good as we all felt that day.
The event was documented in the movie Invictus. Wouter still has family in South Africa that he visits once a year. He says it's still segregated, not by law anymore, but by social status and financial means. He says there's still tension between racial groups. But the country continues to move forward in part due to the life's work of Nelson Mandela. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.